Thank you, everyone, to join this free and open source software development European meeting. I'm Jiwen Yao, principal engineer in Intel, and Xiaoyu Ren is also my colleague. He's also a principal engineer in Intel. Today, we would like to introduce a OpenSPDM, an open source SPDM implementation for the secure device communication. To introduce myself, I'm Jiwen Yao. I'm engaged in firmware development for over 15 years. My focus is firmware security, and I'm package maintainer in open source UEFI firmware EDK2. I created the OpenSPDM project since 2019. Xiaoyu Ren has over 16 years' experience in cryptography and security architecture and implementation on the embedded system. He's co-author of the DMTF SPDM specifications. First, let's have a brief introduction on SPDM. SPDM stands for Secure Protocol and Data Model. It is a specification defined by DMTF, PMCI Working Group. SPDM's vision is to resolve the long-lasting problem of the compatible secure communication solution between two endpoints on embedded systems. To the end, SPDM defines a message format, data object, and sequence for the performing message exchanges. These protocols defined by SPDM can be used for a wide range of security functionalities, such as authentication of the hardware, firmware identities, delivering measurement and performing attestation, and the secure key establishment. In December 2019, SPDM 1.0 specification was released. It described how to authenticate the device and collect the device firmware measurement. In July 2020, DMTF released SPDM 1.1 specification, which adds the device session establishment for secure communication, which is similar to the network TIS protocol. Currently, DMTF is working on SPDM 1.2 specification with more rich features, and we'll introduce that later. The SPDM is adopted by multiple organizations. Between DMTF, PCI, CXL, MIPI, USB, and TCG are referring to SPDM. This figure shows SPDM 1.0 flow. The left-hand side is an SPDM requester. It sends an SPDM request message and receives an SPDM response message. The right-hand side is an SPDM responder. It receives an SPDM request message from a requester and sends an SPDM response message to the requester. In order to create a connection between an SPDM requester and a responder, the requester needs to send get version, get capability, and then negotiate algorithms. These three steps are the foundation. Then the SPDM requester can get the device identity of the SPDM responder by using get digest and get certificate. The device will send back the device X509 certificate chain or the digest of the certificate chain. Then the SPDM requester can use challenge command to authenticate the device. The device should sign the challenge message with its private key and send the challenge auth back. The signing algorithm could be RSA-SSA, RSA-PSS, or EC-DSA, which is negotiated in the negotiate algorithm command. Certificate chain just shows the identity of the device, but it cannot tell which version the device firmware is. In order to know more detail of the current device state, the SPDM requester can use get measurement command. The device can return the measurement of its immutable root of trust, mutable firmware, as well as configurations. The device should also sign these messages with announce to resist the replay attack. In SPDM 1.1 introduces session concept. Then the SPDM requester and the responder can create a secure session with confidentiality and integrity support. There are two possible ways for a session creation, with a standard ephemeral Diffie-Hellman key exchange plus authentication, or with a pre-shared key. The ephemeral DH key exchange algorithm could be finite field DHE or EC DHE. They will negotiate an ephemeral master DHE secret. Then, the two entities use a key schedule algorithm to derive the request direction data secret, encryption key, and initialization vector, and the responder direction data secret, encryption key, and IV. Then the requester and the responder can use this standard AEAD algorithm for communication. The AEAD algorithm could be AES GCM or ChaCha Poly, which is negotiated in negotiate algorithm command. If key exchange is used, then the authentication is required to resist the man-in-the-middle attack. Similar to TLS, the SPDM sessions support one-way authentication or mutual authentication. In handshake phase, the SPDM responder always signs the handshake message with its private key. If mutual authentication is used, then the SPDM requester also needs to sign the handshake message with its private key. If pre-shared key is used, then the requester and the responder can establish the session with a symmetric key cryptograph. This option is especially useful for the endpoints that do not support asymmetric key cryptograph or certificate processing. Essentially, the PS key serves as a mutual authentication credential and the basis of the session key establishment to derive the data secret, encryption key, and IV. We are considering more features in SPDM 1.2. Below is a list of the candidates. By default, an SPDM device may provision slot 0 with the device manufacturer's third chain. Set certificate is a set of commands to manage the certificate chain in slot 1 to 7. They could include a certificate signing request export and slot policies. In current SPDM spec, the SPDM requester needs to initiate the command to SPDM responder. Eventing is a new mechanism to allow a responder to send an asynchronous event to a requester as a registered listener. In current SPDM, an SPDM requester needs to talk to SPDM responder directly for authentication. Multi-layer authentication is a set of commands to authenticate the devices behind non-transparent bridges. X509 certificate chain might be big for small embedded devices. Smaller certificates can be used to address the size issue with the current third chain. Measurement manifest is a mechanism to produce the manifest of expected measurement for a given device and the modification to the measurement command to report the measurements in a way that is compatible with the reference manifest. TCG is defining Device Identity Composite Engine, stands for DICE. We're thinking to support the use of TCG DICE through SPDM, including a signature generation, set certificate, and events. Reprovision is a mechanism to cause a device to generate a new set of device key and invalidate all elements that depend on the existing device key. SPDM specifications define the messages, data objects, and sequences for performing message exchanges between devices. SPDM spec does not define how to transport message over different media. The transport layer of SPDM is defined by other specifications. For example, SPDM can be over a DMTF PMCI message, which is transmitted between SM bus devices. PCI-SIG defines the PCI data object exchange standard. The SPDM message can be transmitted by PCI DOE mailbox. USB-AUG also defines the USB control transport for exchange SPDM message for USB devices. SPDM is also adopted in other standard organizations. For example, the TCG platform firmware provides specification as the device measurement. The device hardware firmware code can be extended to PCR2 with EFI firmware block event tag. The device hardware firmware configuration can be extended to PCR3 with EVEFI SPDM firmware config event tag. We're also considering to add more measurements into TPM measurements. In part 1, we introduced the basic of SPDM specifications, and in part 2, we will introduce the open source SPDM code. We initialized a project named OpenSPDM in 2019, and recently we are considering to rename it, so we just use the name SPDM code here. It is an open source SPDM example implementation, including a requester and a responder. It is a BSD license, it's written in C language. So it includes a SPDM request utility to validate a vendor's response implementation, and it also includes a response utility to validate the vendor's request implementation. The SPDM code can be built in different execution environments. For example, it can link with the standard C library and run in OS environment. It can dump the execution log so the developer can trace SPDM execution flow. Currently, we have submitted the SPDM code to DMTF organization as a sample implementation. Here is the architecture of the SPDM code. In the middle, the core part includes SPDM request lib, responder lib, and SPDM common lib. Those three libraries combine to DMTF DSP274 SPDM specification. The SPDM request lib provides services for SPDM requester. For example, it has API to send get version get capability negotiate algorithm to a responder. In contrast, the SPDM responder lib provides services for SPDM responder. For example, it has a callback function to process SPDM request message and build the SPDM response message. The device may need to assign a challenge message or get measurement message with its private key. Those actions can be done in SPDM device secret lib. Since SPDM 1.1 introduces a secure session, SPDM message is encrypted by AAD algorithm in a session. The SPDM secured message lib is used to encrypt or decrypt an SPDM message, which following DSP277 secure message use SPDM specification. The device-specific secret, such as PSK, is also hidden in the SPDM device secret lib. The SPDM transport layer bounding is not defined by SPDM, so we provide the two bounding implementation, include MCTP bounding and the PCIe bounding. The SPDM transport lib MCTP used to encrypt SPDM message into MCTP and decode SPDM message from MCTP in a SPDM responder. The SPDM transport lib PCIe is used to encode or decode a SPDM message to or from a PCIe mailbox. The SPDM code does not include any hardware device I/O such as SMBus, PCIe mailbox, or USB control transfer libraries. The SPDM code consumer is implement the device I/O library API and reaches to OpenSPDM and send and receive SPDM message. The SPDM code itself does not implement any crypto function. It defines a set of crypto API such as hash, HMAC, asymmetric crypto, AEAD, random number, etc. The SPDM consumer may link other like crypto library to support those crypto APIs. The current implementation provides two examples, OpenSSL library and embed TIS library, to show how to implement the crypto APIs. A device may also use its own hardware crypto accelerator to implement those crypto interfaces. And the device must provide its own device secret lib for signing or PSK HMAC generation. In summary, the OpenSPDM implements the command defined in SPDM 1.0 and 1.1, including device authentication, device measurement, and secure session establishment. It supports third-party crypto engine binding such as OpenSSL, embedded TLS, or hardware accelerator. It defines the crypto API for SHA-2, SHA-3, RSA, SSA, PSS, or ECDSA, the FFDHE, ECDHE, AEAD, GCN, or ChaCha Poly. The SPDM example code uses a context buffer to store the communication parameter between two entities. This library does not need a heap, and it does not use any global variables, and those can only be used in an SPDM code consumer based upon the consumer's execution environment. Currently, we can link the SPDM code as an OS application to test each SPDM requester or responder. For example, in UEFI environment such as EDK2, we can link SPDM code as the UEFI SPDM requester driver to authenticate a device and collect the device measurement during boot. In BMC environment such as OpenBMC, we can link it as the SPDM module so as well to communicate with other devices. This tool can build with Windows Visual Studio, Linux GCC, or LLVM CLang compiler. We have to mention that SPDM code is not a complete solution. If it is used, there are some additional work need to be done by the consumer. For example, it does not include crypto services, especially for the private key or random number generation. The OEM must implement a device library to sign the data or maybe hardware accelerator. The vendor must implement how to protect the private key and the PSK. And the vendor must implement a random number generation. The vendor must put SPDM into a protected execution environment to prevent a local attack or side channel. The vendor must provide a transport layer send receive, for example, the MCTP or PCI DOE. The vendor may include a proxy to extend the measurement to proper TPM PCR to support TPM-based remote attestation. Or the vendor can implement multiple use cases to use the SPDM session, such as the PCI key express key programming, or PCI Express link encryption setup. The SPDM code can help to validate SPDM implementation work because most vendors may just implement the partial, either request or responder. For example, if you are a PCI card vendor, you may want to implement SPDM responder. Then you can use this SPDM code as a requester to validate your responder's implementation. On the other hand, if you work on SPDM device authentication or measurement attestation, you want to implement SPDM requester. Then you can use a SPDM code as a responder to validate the requester's implementation. This table shows the binary size of SPDM library. The raw library without crypto is about 20K. If we can link embedded TLS, the library is more than 100 kilobyte. Now we can see some demo page. Here is a message dump from the SPDM code. They are running in the OS environment. The left-hand side is SPDM requester, and the right-hand side is SPDM responder. And the responder shows it as a get version request, and the highlighted in responder box shows it's a version response. This page shows the challenge request and the challenge auth response. The right-hand side shows SPDN responder is calculating a M1 M2 hash, which is used to be signed by the private key. And the left-hand side shows the SPDN requester verifies M1 M2 hash and process and pass the verification. This page shows the session creation. The left-hand side shows the SPDM requester generate the client random number and the client Diffie-Hellman key and send the key exchange request. The right-hand side shows the SPDM responder generate the final secure session encryption key and the IV and send the key exchange response back. And this page shows a secure message in SPDM session, both side and DMTF MCTP message. The message itself is encrypted and marked with AAD. In last year, after we disclosed this project, we got feedback to see if there is the capability to dump the SPDM command. We don't have at that time, and now we have it. We call SPDM dump tool. This is very similar to SSL dump. It is a command line tool and it can be run in the Windows or Linux environment. And we'll also seek the opportunity if we can integrate it with as a plugin for the Wireshark. We submit a request to tcpdump.org to allocate two link type. Link type MCTP and link type PCI DOE. We assume that, assuming there's a PCAP file available for all transactions, then the SPDM tool can pass the PCAP file and dump the SPDM transaction in operating system. This tool supports different modes, for example, the default mode, quiet mode, or all mode, and this to support different transport layer, including MCTP or PCI DOE. If the SPDM vendor defined message is well known, such as PCI ID KM, then we can dump this vendor defined message. And it also supports secure message dump if the user can input the PSK or DH secret during development phase. Then all the SPDM message can be decrypted. And let's see what the SPDM dump can show to you. And here is the dump result for SPDM over MCTP. You can see the MCTP type 5 message. It is for SPDM. Then you can see the SPDM get version, get capability, such as a sequence or initialization. This page shows the SPDM dump result for the SPDM over PCI DOE. The first 6 message is PCI DOE discovery, and the rest is the PCI DOE and SPDM messages. And this message, this page shows the SPDM dump result for secure SPDM. MCTP type 6 is the secured message. And in secure SPDM, the FFFE is the session ID. So after user input key PSK or DH secret, then the secure SPDM can be decrypted. You can see what message is inside of the SPDM session. The previous page is the default mode. It shows the most important information. And this page shows the SPDM dump all command. It can display all information in the SPDM message, including nonce, measurement summary hash, signature or detailed measurement record, etc. Here is a summary. For SPDM specification, it is well adopted in multiple standard organizations. It can be used to authenticate the device and collect the measurement. SPDM session can be used for secure communication between devices. SPDM code is an open source tool to validate open source SPDM example implementation. It is a BSD license and it is written in C. It helps you to learn SPDM and create SPDM capable devices. And we have SPDM dump tool to help you analyze SPDM transactions. And here is a list of SPDM related specifications. Most important one is DSP-274 SPDM specification and DSP-277 the secure message use SPDM specification. And DSP-2058 is a SPDM architecture white paper. It provides lots of background information such as threat model, certificate, attestation, and the secure policies, etc. Here is the reference, here's a temporary location on the SPDM pre-production code. It's still under development, but we already submitted this tool to DMTF. As a SPDM example implementation. Here is all for today's talk. I will pause here to see if there is any questions.
Thank you for your presentation. We have some troubles with our speakers' microphones, so Q&A will be on the chat. Okay, so I will pass the voice to Daniel now.
Thank you, Norbert. At the end, I would like to have some... sorry, I have doubles. There are closing remarks right now. I would like to thank you, everybody who joined us during our last 2 days. I hope that it was a very interesting event for you. I hope that we'll be able to meet in person next year in Brussels and chat once again. So thanks a lot for joining. Thanks a lot for organizers of this dev room. And see you next year. As Norbert said, QA session for this presentation will be on the chat. Sorry about that. See you. Bye.